not my soldiers. We chose to be soldiers, but the soldiers that were forced to be soldiers. Now what's the trouble? You scared of being a human? If truth is a tool, I double dare you to use it. Hit the booth and I'm well aware of what I'm doing. If I confuse you with the humor, I'm preparing them for the movement. I've been alive before, and every person's got a purpose. Most don't observe it or know what they're striving towards. Only you can light the torch, cause you won't survive the war if you don't know what the fuck it is you are fighting for. Most of us won't open up and trust the inner source, combined with being tempted to just accept it. But don't twist the message. If you must, I get my support. Sometimes you gotta put on fatigues and get on some left, right, left shit. I work with 80 soldiers who live behind locked doors, forced into a war and entrance with no exit. Before they could grow up, the system takes these soldiers, arming them with cracking guns, in essence, defenseless. Yep, my man rapping, charismatic and handsome. In his own words, 21st century Panther. 13 years old, gets into a fight, decided to steal the kid's bike. Cops come and he ends up in handcuffs. 2 months in and now he's caught in a trap. Got out, got caught with a gat and crack. Now what do these people think? Juvenile life like that. He grew up in a room with a mat, and he'll be released on the day he can legally drink. Now tell me, what's the matter with this picture? I wish it was a dream, but it seems too vivid. There's blood on these streets, I can't see whose is it. I should probably mind my business. I said, tell me, what's the matter with this picture? I wish it was a dream, but it seems too vivid. There's blood on these streets, I can't see whose is it. America wants me to mind my business. Now if you contain anything in a cage, its natural tendency is going to try to be escaped, right? When these kids get out of the gates and they face life, if you raise them as a criminal, what do you estimate they'll behave like? The ratio is 80-something percent of kids that get locked up again or go straight to the pen, and that's strange, right? It's a snowball effect, and they want to see you again so they can make sure that America remains white. Yep, oh no, I'm back on that race shit. But most of the neighborhoods are like cages, they're trying to escape it. If the American dream's to make it, then it's obviously blatant. If you're left with nothing, what do? Take it. Attempted murder was the case. My man got beat up, stomped in his face. Asked George Bush, what you do when you're attacked? His boy went and let it spray, hit one of them in the leg. Now George, you can relate. Remember Iraq? Or was it Afghanistan? It's the same funny. Prove it, sometimes you gotta take something to make money. My man's homie snitched and said that he planned to hit me. He'll be out when he's 46. Now ain't the game something? The soldiers follow the same orders. The generals are Crips, folks, and south of the border. Martaniel's and Bloods. Now is it a kid with a gun or the system that he lives in that has this disorder? If there's a fiend in the block, somebody's serving him. If there's a team with a Glock, there's a cop looking to turn him in. If you have something I want, there's somebody murdering since 1492. Where the fuck you think we learned it from? Tell me, what's the matter with this picture? I wish it was a dream, but it seems too vivid. There's blood on these streets, I can't see whose is it. I should probably mind my business. I said, tell me, what's the matter with this picture? I wish it was a dream, but it seems too vivid. There's blood on these streets, I can't see whose is it. America wants me to mind my business. Green Hill and Maple Lane. You guys know what it is. Keep your head up. It's easy for me to say, but even though you're incarcerated, they can never incarcerate your mind. Gateways, anybody out there that strives to make a difference, I truly admire you to the utmost. But we are at a war right now, and it doesn't even look like a war. And I'm not talking about the war in Iraq, I'm talking about the war right here in America. Cause don't get it twisted, most of the soldiers in this country never enlisted. And we need people, we need soldiers to combat this war. Cause it's not gonna be fought in a protest. What we need is people that actually get involved, that can educate, get their hands dirty, get in the institute and make a difference from the inside out. That's what we need to fight this war. And believe me, it's killing us. 2005. Let's go.